a Tauranga couple have been forced to split up their family so their daughter can access treatment for spinal muscular atrophy in Australia. That's treatment that Pharmac won't fund in New Zealand. They're among about 10 New Zealand families who've moved countries since 2018 to access treatment for SMA. It comes as the Human Rights Commissioner calls on Pharmac to urgently review funding for the SMA drug Spinraza, saying the agency's assessment of the drug is too narrow and doesn't account for the true costs to society. Investigative journalist Guy Nespiner reports.
Jessica Russell's daughter Maya is 16 now and was diagnosed with SMA at just 6 months old.
Our whole family's life just changed within half an hour. It was just devastating.
Maya is among about 35 New Zealand children with SMA, a deadly neurological condition which causes weakness and muscle wasting.
We were sort of frequent flyers on the Westpac helicopter because things would literally go from a runny nose to severe respiratory distress within hours.
Australia, along with 56 other countries, provides public funding for Spinraza, which neurologists say has remarkable results combating SMA. Pharmac has been considering an application to fund Spinraza since August 2018, and while its own expert advisory committee ranked it as a high priority in February 2020, Pharmac still won't pay for it. Neurologists say time is vital with SMA because every day motor neurons are lost that cannot be regained.
For Maya, it's sort of we're getting to a life and death sort of situation where if we don't go now and get this treatment for her, the disease's progression for her has got to a really serious state. She's losing the ability to swallow and it's impacting on her breathing.
Chief Human Rights Commissioner Paul Hunt has written to Pharmac calling for an urgent review of its refusal to fund the drug.
I'm not satisfied that Pharmac, under the current legislation, is looking at the well-being dimensions of its decisions, nor am I satisfied that it's looking adequately at the human rights dimensions of its decisions.
Paul Hunt says Pharmac's approach is too narrow and doesn't take into account the cost to society and allowing children like Maya to go untreated.
If funding is given, then it might be that health adaptations are not so needed. It might be that special needs in schools are not needed. And if the medication is given, then it might be that carers are then free to re-enter the paid employment market.
Fiona Tollich, who has SMA herself and has taken on an advocacy role with Patient Voice Aotearoa, says about 10 New Zealand families have moved overseas to access the drug since 2018.
They feel that they are not worthy and they feel that they don't matter.
Pharmac declined an interview but did release CEO Sarah Fitt's response to the Human Rights Commissioner's letter. She told Paul Hunt there were many vulnerable patient groups wanting drugs funded and Spinraza should not be viewed as a special case. Sarah Fitt also said that under the law, Pharmac had to focus on getting the best health outcomes and so it had limited ability to consider wider societal factors. Efforts to change that were best directed to the independent panel currently reviewing the Pharmac model. Jessica Russell says her family can't wait any longer and are now preparing for the move to Australia. She hopes that will be a short-term solution and that soon New Zealand will fund Spinraza too.
It's a no-brainer. It's the right thing to do. It's the moral thing to do. It's everything to us.
Pharmac says Spinraza is on its options for investment list, along with more than 100 other drugs it wants to fund when it has the money.